Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, Scott Swedenberg, author of Lessons from a Mama's Boy. Congratulations, 10 years. What an incredible accomplishment. I know your mama's proud of you, too. So keep up the great work. We're all proud of you.
Number one. He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be with you. My 11th consecutive Thanksgiving Day program, live Thanksgiving Day program, and I'll be here Christmas. I expect to be here on Christmas Day live. I hope to be here, and New Year's Day, too. Somebody who's been with me for a long time, who's been a member of my Brain Trust for a long time, I'm going to look it up here in a second. I think I know pretty close to how long he's been here, but We keep these records, ladies and gentlemen. We're like kind of like baseball. We keep up with RBIs and, you know, hits and runs and things like that. Jim Donovan joined me on my show in February, actually February 27th. I told you we have these records. February 27th, 1998, ladies and gentlemen. This February, he and I will celebrate a 10th anniversary. Now, show me another program on any medium where you've got people who have been dedicated to a program for as long as my Brain Trust members have been. We've already had people on who have already celebrated their 10th anniversary with us, even though we've just had our anniversary, because they were with me in the very beginning, and they're still with me. And Jim Donovan is one of those guys. He's the author of one of my favorite books, Handbook to a Happier Life, and he's our good friend. Jim Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be here, as always. That's amazing, 10 years. You're amazing. I mean, I don't know anybody who's as dedicated to doing what they're doing as you are. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving before I forget that it's Thanksgiving, because I'm moving quick here this morning.
Absolutely. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, Jim. And you know, Jim, my mother told me once that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
There you go.
You know all about that, don't you?
That's the secret. I mean, to me, that's the big secret. That's the big aha. I told that to a high school graduation. I did a keynote, and I said, let me tell you something. I've got the secret to success in life. Dr. Phil doesn't have it. I got it right here, right now. I'm going to share it with you. I said, you find something you absolutely love to do that you can't imagine not doing, and then figure out how to get paid for it.
That's
the ultimate. You know?
That's the key. That's the key. Yeah. Well, you know,
it's not work.
I've now done 2,600 shows.
Wow,
and
you're amazing.
And out of those 2,600, 2,600 plus, I'm going to estimate that I've taken 30 days have been replays out of those 2,600. And those, most of those were when I was out of the country three weeks.
Yeah, wow.
But, and I don't like to do it. I'd rather be doing this than anything else. And you know, Jim, the small business owners, you and I know, feel the same way about their businesses, don't they?
I hope so. I really hope so.
Most of them that I know are like that.
And unfortunately, a lot don't, because they get stuck into focused on the wrong part of the business, which is a little bit of what I wanted to talk about today, because it's Thanksgiving.
Yep.
It's the difference between what's wrong and what's right. What's working? What am I grateful for? What am I thankful for?
What do you
think? That'll keep you energized.
What do you think they're focusing on?
Well, I see too many people in small business, particularly you see this a lot with the local people. And it's tough. You know, they're 10, 15, 20 years in a retail store or something like that, day in, day out, same stuff. And they lose sight. I did a talk once to a chamber, and I started out by trying to bring the audience back to, you know, what were your passions, what were your drivers when you started doing what you're doing? Because we can all get in these little ruts from time to time. But if you shift your attention, if you come back, you know, it's Thanksgiving. What am I thankful for? Everybody this morning is waking up and they're doing the what am I thankful for today. Do that every day in your business. What's working? What am I happy about with this? Why am I glad that I did this? Mm-hmm. What am I looking forward to today? Start using the power of questions. Focus on the good that's going on in your life, in your business, in your work, and everything. And that'll keep your energy going. That'll keep you on a positive spin. Instead of looking at all the problems and, oh, you know, sales are down, business is slow, the economy's things. I talked to a group last week that was in the mortgage industry. I talked to them, had a depressed audience.
Yeah.
I said, you know, there's a thing, there are a whole lot of things you can't control. So stop looking at all that stuff and start looking at the things you can control, like your attitude.
One of the things, Jim, that I like to talk about is the difference between being Difference between being an entrepreneur and doing something entrepreneurial. I'm a Rotarian,
uh-huh.
and I'm a member of a Rotary Club. I have been now for about 16 or so years. And some of the old heads in my Rotary Club like to say, you need to decide if you're going to be a member of a Rotary Club or if you're going to actually be a Rotarian.
Yeah.
And there's a difference. And I think being an entrepreneur is not the same thing as doing something entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break in a few seconds.
Oh, yeah.
We come back. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. I'll explain what I mean by that, and I get your thoughts on it. Jim Donovan is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of a number of books, including his newest one, Handbook to a Happier Life, A Simple Guide to Creating the Life You've Always Wanted, right here on the Small Business Advocate Show, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, this is Abraham Lincoln. Jim, I always feel better about myself after I'm on the show. I don't have any bouts of depression.
One of the things we're very proud of around here is we prevent President Abraham Lincoln from being depressed. Tell me what other show you listen to that can say that. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. We're glad to be here with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here, our show, all the different ways you can listen, including podcasting. You can find thousands of archives of past interviews that we've done all the way back to when we started archiving in 99. And you can read articles, thousands of those, to your little heart's content. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send to you on Sunday, get you ready for the week ahead. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday, and lots of other good things there. Our Brain Trust members are there, 600 plus of those guys. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, askjim.biz. That's where you can get your small business answers right now. Jim Donovan is our guest. He's the author of Handbook to a Happier Life. Jim, when we went to the break, by the way, folks, happy Thanksgiving. And Jim went to the break. I was talking about, I wanted to set something up for what you were just saying about people being in business and whether they're happy or not. If there are a lot of people who want to do something entrepreneurial, and what they don't realize, though, is that they might be able to do something entrepreneurial, but if they don't love what they're doing so much, when it comes time to the diaper changing of that business, you know, making payroll and dealing with all the challenges, you're not going to be very happy. But if you want to live an entrepreneurial life, if you want to be entrepreneurial, then I think you're going to come to the business with a different attitude, with an attitude that's going to deal with the operating side of the business, because you love the creative marketing side of the business. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that 100%. Because there's always, in any endeavor of any kind, there's always going to be a certain amount of work that you don't love to do.
Yep.
I am becoming a big fan of Tim Ferriss, the 4-Hour Work Week, and I'm looking at ways that I can outsource more and more of what I don't love to do, because he's become a master at that. This guy's just got that down to his science. And it makes a lot of sense. If, you know, he said something that really hit me between the eyes. He said, if you can do something at a computer or on a telephone, it can be outsourced.
Right.
Wow, what a concept.
That's right.
So that's one part. You know, you can get away from the things that you don't love, but you focus on what are the things that I do love. What do I really enjoy about this? And sometimes, all right, I have to get through this task so I can get on to something. It's like when you were a kid, you had to do certain things so you could go out and play.
Right.
You know, it's the same kind of a mindset. And I have to do this so I can get on to something, the part that I really enjoyed. And I think you said something before about the difference between being an entrepreneur and being entrepreneurial. I think that's one of the keys for people that have been around a while, been doing something. I mean, I've been doing what I'm doing forever here. I don't know, I got 20 years or something doing this. And the way you keep it fresh is you keep it entrepreneurial. You keep reinventing mm-hmm. things. You keep doing, you know, you say, you're doing a podcast. I got a podcast that's a little, every now and then I get something going up on that, and blogs, and I'm on Facebook and doing, you know, you get into some new territory and find new ways to do the same things you've been doing, and now they're not the same things anymore. They get some fresh life kicked into them a little bit. You know, that's another way to keep from getting burned out and keep from getting kind of stuck in that rut that people get in where they're doing the same thing over and over again, and most of it's not even working.
Well, you know, the part about Thanksgiving for my business is I'm thankful for having a base from which to evolve what I do, to reinvent myself if I need to.
Yeah,
you know, that's something that I think a lot of people take for granted. If you've got a going concern, if you've got a business that people are coming into, you've got to keep morphing it. You've got to keep reinventing it a little bit along, especially in the 21st century. And I think it's important to be thankful to have a foundation from which to do that, so you don't have to start from scratch.
And even to be able to do that, to have the freedom to do that.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming in saying you can't do that.
Think about that. Is that something we take for granted here in America or what?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you travel to other countries, I mean, if you want to start a business in the United States, Jim, as you know, you could do it like in the next 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And you go to Europe, it could take weeks or months just to get a bank account opened.
You can get into it. I mean, I added a network marketing line of business to what I'm doing, and it took me literally, like you said, 90 seconds. Once I hit the submit button, I had the website sitting there.
Yeah.
It was amazing. These companies are using so much technology. It was like, okay, you're all set to go. I was like, wow, I didn't even get the receipt yet for the credit card payment. Yeah. And it is that easy. People can just get something going. You can walk into Staples now and get instant business cards. Not sure what instant means, but you get instant business cards.
The thing about it, though, and this is one of the curse, though, in all that, Jim, is one of the reasons why there's such a high rate of failure in American businesses, 50% in 4 years, the Dun & Bradstreet report told us recently, is because it's so easy to get into business. And I do think that comes back to people who want to do something entrepreneurial, start a business that they probably shouldn't have started.
Yeah.
And I think the people who are, I think there are people who want to do something entrepreneurial, who start businesses. I think there are people like that who are successful. The question is, though, is it what makes them happy? Is it what makes them fulfilled? And I think that's something that I'm glad that I have and thankful for that. And I'd like to encourage other people to think about that. You know, making a living is one thing, but are you happy doing it?
Yeah. It's like I can't not do what I do.
Yeah. Jim, give us your website, please.
JimDonovan.com. JimDonovan.com.
Check it out. We'll be right back. Jim's got a brand new book, by the way, that he's going to tell us about when we come back after these messages. Stay with us. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Jim. This is Beverly Inman Ebel, author of Talk Is Not Cheap at TalkListen.com. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Way to go, Jim. You did not stop at dreaming. You did it.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling on Thanksgiving Day with our good friend, Jim Donovan, the author of Handbook to a Happier Life. Jim, your website I know is jimdonovan.com. That's an A-N on the end there, folks. But you got a new book coming out, right?
I do. It's been out. It's been an audio program for a while, and it's been an e-book for a while, and it's going into print. It'll be out very shortly. The title is Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck, and I did it for the people that are trying to figure out how to make some more money, the guy that's got the 9-to-5 job and the woman that's got the 9-to-5 job, and you know, to get them past the idea that that's all there is. You know, start a business. If you live, here's my bottom line on this, and it comes from years of looking at this. If you live in almost any developed country in the world, you better have your own business of some kind, because all this corporate stuff is going through a lot of changes. And if you want to have any kind of security at all, have a business. Have a part-time business that you can maybe work into a full-time or whatever. Just get something going, because there's tax advantages. There's a million, as you know, there are a million reasons to do it.
Unless you work for the government, Jim, and even maybe not even then.
Yeah, even that. You know.
Job security has really always been a myth.
Yeah.
Even when you and I were young pups back, way back in the day, job security was even a, was a myth even back then, even though we thought we had it. And but what happened in the late last part of the last century was that that the myth became revealed as a reality.
Oh yeah.
You're exactly right. I mean, I think everybody should have a piece of the marketplace. And see, that's what I call it, Jim, a piece of the marketplace, not just your job, but a piece of the marketplace. And I believe that if more people had a little business, a little side business, if not a full-time small business, right, if more people had that, I think they'd be better citizens, better. They'd vote smarter. I think they'd pay attention to the things that make this country great. What do you think?
Exactly. And what I did with Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck is I took 8 to 10 different ways that I have used to start some kind of a business, everything running from internet to service business, whatever, and put it out there just to give people ideas. And here's things you can do with no money. You know, it goes back to get some business cards and you're all set. Little or no money, and you can start it up easily. You could do it on a kitchen table because that's one of my criteria. If it takes a lot of venture capital, there's way too much risk involved. It's going to be way too hard to get it going. You know, and just get something going on the side, even eBay. And I know people that have really good jobs, and they're still doing eBay because it gives them some gravy money. It gets them beyond the paycheck because we spend up to the paycheck. Everybody's living up to the limit of their paycheck and beyond. So the way to get past that is to get something else going on the side.
But you know, the other thing, Jim, being a full blown, you know, out there small business where you got it all hanging out there on your business is not for everybody.
No.
But everybody wants a piece of the marketplace.
They like kind of insanity to want to do what
That's exactly right. But everybody still, even the employee, even the school teacher, even the police officer wants some kind of a piece of the action because they like the marketplace is exciting. And I think if you have a little business of your own, as you say, on the side, if you have a small business, an internet business, whatever it might be on the side, I think you'll be a happier employee, a more fulfilled and probably a more productive employee. So I think employers should encourage their employees to do that. What do you think?
I agree with that. It's an interesting perspective. I never really thought about it that way, but you're right. Because the people will feel more a part of the game, for one thing. They feel more a part of the marketplace. And they'll start to understand the business owner's side of what they have to go through. So you're right. They would be better employees from that. That's an interesting
they'd be a better employees because, as you say, they'd have a better appreciation for what their boss goes through.
Yeah, exactly.
Deals with. But also, they'd have their attention diverted. They'd be focusing on other things so that by the time they, you know, the end of the day came and they woke up the next morning to go to work, you know, I think they'd be a lot more refreshed. Hey, Jim, give us the website again, please.
JimDonovan.com, J-I-M.
And tell us what we'll find.
V-A-N.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
You'll get free e-books. You get a subscription to my newsletter. There's all kinds of things. It's constantly changing. As a matter of fact, if you're listening today, Thanksgiving, and you go sign up for my newsletter, you'll get a free gift later on today. I always give something away Thanksgiving to my database.
We like free things. And
yeah,
be sure to give our best give a big hug to Georgia for us.
I will do that.
Jim Donovan, thank you.
Back from feeding the birds. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you for all that you've done for us over the years. Appreciate it, buddy.
I'm waiting for the 20-year anniversary.
There you go. Let's not wish our life away. Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post on our behalf around the world. God bless them. God be with them. We are very proud of them. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.